It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, July 26, 2016. Today is the birthday of Irish playwright George Bernard Shaw, born on this date in Dublin in 1856. He wrote more than 60 plays in his long life and was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1925. In 1876, he moved to London, where he wrote regularly but struggled financially. In 1895, he became a theater critic for the Saturday Review and began writing plays of his own. His drama, Pygmalion, was later made into a film twice, and the screenplay he wrote of the first version of it won an Oscar. Early on, Shaw explored the world of the arts, music, painting, literature, under his mother's guidance and through regular visits to the National Gallery of Ireland. In 1872, Shaw's mother left her husband and took his two sisters to London, and 4 years later he followed, deciding to become a writer. When he needed money, his mother supported him while he spent time in the British Museum reading room, working on his first novels. Unfortunately, despite the time he spent writing them, the novels were dismal failures, widely rejected by every publisher. He soon turned his attention to politics, joining the Fabian Society in 1884. The Fabians were socialists whose goal was nothing short of a radical political and intellectual transformation of England. The year after he joined them, Shaw landed some writing work in the form of book reviews and art, music, and theater criticism. At this point, he began writing his own plays. His first efforts were filled with what would become his signature wit, accompanied by healthy doses of social criticism, which stemmed from his socialist leanings. These plays would not go on to be his best remembered, or those for which even he had high regard, but they did lay the groundwork for the distinguished career that was to come. Toward the end of the 19th century, beginning with Caesar and Cleopatra, Shaw's writing came into its own, the product of a mature stylist at the top of his form. In 1903, he wrote Man and Superman, whose third act, Don Juan in Hell, achieved a status larger than the play itself and is often staged as a separate play entirely. While Shaw would write plays for the next 50 years, those written in the 20 years after Man and Superman would secure his reputation. Works such as Major Barbara, The Doctor's Dilemma, Pygmalion, Androcles and the Lion, and St. Joan all firmly established Shaw as the leading dramatist of his time. Pygmalion, one of his most famous plays, was adapted to the big screen in 1938, earning him an Oscar for writing the screenplay. Pygmalion went on to further fame when it was adapted again into a musical as My Fair Lady and became a huge hit, first on the Broadway stage in 1956 with Rex Harrison and Julie Andrews, and later on the screen in 1964, once again with Harrison but with Audrey Hepburn as Liza Doolittle. Shaw's enormous energy failed him at last at age 94, when he died in 1950 while working on yet another play. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for July 26, 2016. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.